You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me. Today, Rockwired profiles singer Bree Bagwell and her brand new release, Band from Santa Fe. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for country singer-songwriter Bree Bagwell and her brand new release, Band from Santa Fe. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Bree regarding her latest release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is Bree Bagwell with the title track of her new CD, Band from Santa Fe. That was Bree Bagwell with the title track of her brand new CD, Band from Santa Fe. Visit Bree at her official website, www.breebagwell.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Bree regarding her new release, and here's how the interview went.
So where are you on the road next to?
I'm actually on the road back to College Station. I'm playing a show at Hurricane Harry's Friday night, tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, from what I've heard, it's a fantastic CD, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so happy. It's been kind of a whirlwind, you know. It doesn't seem like I had time to even really sit down and enjoy the fact that I finally got a CD out. You know, I was just so busy once everything happened. But, yeah, I'm so happy. I just ordered my next batch. I already sold out of the first one, so I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. And have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you at all, or?
A little bit. I mean, I think it's really surprising to go and check my iTunes reports, and you see people downloading it from Missouri and New York, and, you know, see people downloading your music from all over the country. I think that's been the most surprising and fun thing about it.
And who all did you work with in terms of production for it?
I just worked with one guy. His name's Billy Hillman. He's out of Huntsville. He actually played guitar for Sarah Evans and a few other Nashville people, and then he moved back to Texas and then started to produce and do the studio thing. So I worked with him on 100% of it, just me and him, and I wrote all the songs myself. So glad to find him. He's a great guy, and I think he did a really good job.
And how is this one different from previous releases?
Oh, I released an EP about a year ago, almost exactly, and it was six songs and all acoustic and recorded in an apartment, and this is completely different from that one. You know, it was my first actual studio experience, and you know, it's got the other one was just kind of like a sleeve. This is, looks like an actual CD, feels like an actual CD. I love it, and now I got, we're releasing songs to radio. I've never done that before either. So it's a brand new thing, and it's completely different from anything I've ever done.
Did the fact that you recorded in a quote-unquote real studio this time have any bearing over how you wrote, or not at all?
Not at all. I think, you know, a lot of these songs are older songs, too. You know, it's, someone told me you have your whole life to write your first album. You know, that's exactly how this one was. I have songs from like 5 years ago on this new CD, and so I wasn't really writing songs for the CD. It was just kind of all the songs that I've always wanted to record in a studio.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, I was kind of suckered into it because it's not my fault. I had this is really a musical family. We all sing and play, and my brothers were in college there at New Mexico State, and they wanted to form a band, and that was a cool thing to do. And so I started singing in that band when I was 14. They're 7 years older than I am. So that's how it started, and then once I started singing, playing in bars and performing, then I was kind of hooked from there on out.
And was it always sort of country music that got your go, or was it other things? Or talk about what music spoke to you specifically.
Oh, I don't even, I think country music has always been my favorite since I was little. And in my brother's band, we played all different kinds of music, you know, played all the bar cover songs, and that was always fun, but it was definitely always country music that spoke to me, and also kind of music that I can write. So that's where I call my home.
Visit Bree at her official website, www.breebagwell.com. From her CD Band from Santa Fe, here is Bree Bagwell with Midnight Hour.
Is it the dark that hides your lies? Is it I've had all day to think? the double in this drink. Oh, you're addicting, like sweet and sour.
Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
You're just a bad.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Wait, wait, oh. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. RockWire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at RockWire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at RockWire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at RockWired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at RockWired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Bree Bagwell and her brand new release, Band from Santa Fe. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Bree regarding her music and her brand new release, and here's how the interview went.
At what point did songwriting begin for you? I mean, it's one thing to get up and sing, it's one thing to you know, get up and perform, but, you know, songwriting, how did that happen?
I think I wrote my first song when I was 14, and I played piano, and I don't even remember which song it was, and it was probably terrible, but but I started, and it just kind of happened, and then I never looked back, and I've been, songwriting is just, I don't know, it just seems like it just is something that I'm supposed to be doing. I never really had to, you know, sit down and try, it just happened. I'm thankful for that. My dad is a really fantastic writer, and I think that's maybe where I get that from.
And how does that process work for you? How do you go about writing a song? How does that work for you?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of free time, so when I do, I write a lot of my songs when I'm driving down the road in the car. My mom always jokes and says that if I could learn to drive and play the guitar at the same time, that I would, you know, write like 50 songs a week, because that's where I do the majority of my writing, is just in the car by myself driving and singing, and I'll grab my phone and record it, and then, you know, when I get home, run in and grab a guitar and put, you know, figure out what key it's in and play around with it, and that's how that mostly, I'd say 80% of my songs are written that way. I'm starting to co-write a little more. I'm actually headed to Nashville next week to try and do some of that, because I haven't done much of that at all, but I want to. So that's the next step for me.
I see. And but yeah, I mean, you bring up an interesting point about, you know, writing by on your own all this time. I mean, what do you think that a co-writer, how do you think you could benefit from a co-writer when it seems like you've got it all down pat anyway?
Well, it's I have so many half songs, you know, and there's so many that I've tried and tried and tried, and I just can't make them work. And I love the idea, or I love pieces, and I think that a co-writer could definitely help me out with that. And, you know, I might need to be looking for the next album to record, and I need to keep putting out music. And that first CD had songs from way back, you know, and now I'm having to produce brand new songs at a pretty fast pace. So I think co-writing could help me in that way, too. You know, maybe get some songs out faster.
And with all that being said, what songs off of this album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
There's a song on there called Whiskey, and it almost didn't make the album, and it's kind of become everyone's favorite, you know? That always seems to happen. But I got to play piano on that track on the CD, which was really cool for me because I left a lot of the guitar playing up to the experts. I didn't get to play much on the album, so that was really nice that I got to do that. But I don't know, it's just one of the songs that everyone seems to like, and I love to sing it, and it never gets old, and it's just kind of a true heartfelt song that came out the first time I wrote it, sat down, wrote it all the way through in about 15 minutes, and so that's probably why.
For how much longer are you going to be on the road?
Oh, till I die, is that what I'm supposed to say? That's what I want to say.
Oh, no, I mean, it sounds like you're in the middle of a tour right now, are you, or?
Kind of, I mean, yes and no. My band and I play about two to four nights a week, and so we do that every week. We'll take a week off here and there, but so I guess it's like a tour, but it doesn't really end. We do that every week, all year long. We have like 17 shows in June, 19 in July, and you know about 13 in June, and then we try and keep that pace going through the winter as much as we can. So it's kind of like a continuous tour.
So is it fair to say that you're more of a stage person rather than a studio person?
Absolutely. I mean, I wish I had more time to record and to write and to do all that, but we're playing so much it makes it hard, but I wouldn't have it the reverse way. I would much rather be out meeting people, you know, singing every night and playing shows. I love it. It's awesome. I have a great band and we just have a blast.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Hopefully a new favorite album. That would be the ultimate goal. No. Maybe just a sense of, you know, that was a really great country album. I mean, it has a little bit of everything on there, and I hope that they would appreciate the fact that all of them are my songs and that it was really just a true down-to-earth country music CD.
Visit Bree at her official website, www.breebagwell.com. From her CD Band from Santa Fe, here is Bree Bagwell once more with Angel Days.
This devil woman's doing to you. Oh, I pray to God every day for him. He let that fool turn my heart to stone. So I asked the devil to pull a few strings. He said it's too dang hard to keep the dirt off your pretty wings. He said, girl, take off the your angel days are dead. Can you tell by the crooked in my smile? Have you noticed that sin? It drives me wild. Can you see? The guilt to him. I was broken, I was cold, I was alone. When I asked the devil to pull a few strings, he said it's too dang hard to keep the dirt off your pretty wings. He said, girl, take off them things. Then he placed some horns upon my head, told me I looked good in red. Just like that he turned to me, angel days are dead. Oh, so you better watch your heart when I walk in. I hate the pain, so I'll just pass it on. After I ask the devil to pull a few strings, he said it's too dang hard to keep the dirt off those pretty wings. He said, girl, take off those things. And then he placed some horns upon my head, told me I looked good in red. Just like that he turned to me and he said, your angel days are dead. No, no, no.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Bree Bagwell for her time and her music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
In our street clothes, now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is